enemy!
What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco.
Oh boy. It's happening! First and foremost, thank you for listening to the Nina Blanco podcast. I think that's what I'm going to call it because what else am I going to do? Also, let's kick this off in the only way I know how. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! I don't know how that's going to sound on the microphone, and I'm really sorry if I just killed your eardrums, but had to do it. Happy Breakfast Burrito Friday. It is Friday. Today's an exciting day. It's January 7th, and I have been waiting for this day for exactly 6 months. There's a couple different ways that you can listen to this podcast. There's a couple of different ways that you can watch this podcast. If you're watching the podcast, yeah, it is fully filmed and you can just watch me sit in front of my computer and my dog playing with toys in the background. So if you hear that thumping, that's what that is. and we're just going to try this out in the best way that we possibly can. So it is Breakfast Burrito Friday. That is a tradition that me, Dubs, and Dave did on the Party Morning Show at a radio station that we used to work at, and we were let go from there, but we're going to get into that so much later. But anyway, happy Breakfast Burrito Friday. That's what I was just trying to tell you. If you are watching this podcast, you will see that I do have a list of things that we are essentially going to be talking about just to like help me stay on track because I tend to get off topic very easily and just go on rants about stuff. So be forewarned that that's definitely going to happen in this podcast, but that makes things more fun, I think. New year, same depression. Where do I start? This is going to be really tough because I have just been through the most traumatic 6 months of my life. I'm not going to go through everything in detail right now. I think, you know, those details can be saved for maybe episodes to come. But overall, I will go through basically a list of things that I've been through in the last 6 months. So July 7th was when I officially lost my job, although we were notified a couple days before that. It was like a day or two before my birthday, by the way. Thanks, guys. But I did lose my job. It was July 7th, and now here we are 6 months later, so that's pretty cool. But along with losing my job, I kind of felt a little bit like I lost my identity, which is not what is supposed to happen if you lose a job. But you know, I really love my job and I'm finding more so now I love my career. Screw the job. I mean, jobs come and go, especially in my industry. But my identity is for sure looped into my career. It is who I am. I love radio. I love entertaining. I love doing this so much. So thank goodness I'm able to do a podcast now. Other things that happened in the last 6 months, I lost my aunt to COVID-19, and that was difficult. I have a lot of feelings about it, but unfortunately, I really can't express them because I'm just going to piss off my family even more. So I guess I'm going to leave it at that for now. We'll see if I decide to get into it, although I know my mother will appreciate if I just don't get into it, and I'm just going to leave it at that. But while I was at my aunt's funeral, I lost one of my most prized possessions. I lost something that is really, really important to me, and that sucked a lot while I'm at my aunt's funeral. And I'm like, it was just kind of like a haze. Like, I was just like, what is going on? Is this real? This day is real. This is happening right now. So I lost something, and we'll get into that sometime, I'm sure. But when I lost that and I was at the funeral and I was just going through so many emotions, I had never cried that hard in like years until here it comes, you guys, until I lost my dog, Chester. Man, I cried about this morning already. My dog Bonzo is here to comfort me. He's sniffing the mic right now. Thank you, baby. Thank you. I cried about this morning. I was hoping that would help to talk about it. I cried about this yesterday when I was
deciding that I'm going to talk about this a little bit. But yeah, my dog Chester, he was 10 and he passed away October 29th. And that was just in the middle of a bunch of things that I was going through. All that other stuff that I talked about that had already happened. It was like the cherry on top. I don't know, but like, why did that have to happen? Okay, cool. But yeah, obviously, I still can't really talk about it. Haven't really talked about it a lot. Stop crying! Haven't really talked about it. I emotionally still can't handle it. So I'm doing what I do best, and I'm shoving those feelings deep down inside of me, because that's like that's the right, healthy thing that you're supposed to do, right? No. I'm working through it, guys. I'm working through it slowly but surely. It's only been a couple of months, and I think that I'm allowed to continue to grieve however the fuck I want to. And it's going to take a minute. Woo-hoo. Anyway, with all of that, people may be wondering, hey, Nina, what's going on with wedding stuff? Because, oh, yeah, I'm getting married, too. Because of a lot of events, a lot of things that happened. Losing my employment, had to figure out other things for the wedding. I've gone through a couple different wedding plans, different changes, different things that we're trying to do, switching venues. I was trying to plan a destination wedding at one point because I was just like manic and going crazy. And I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? And I'm just going to get married in Mexico. But then the logistics for that. I mean, should have seen that coming. But anyway, we'll get into wedding stuff in this podcast as well, and I'll go through the whole story. Sorry about that breakdown. Okay, for real. We're going to get it together. So yeah, we made it to 2022. It is a new year. Same depression. Still going through a lot of things, a lot of feelings, mourning, all that stuff. But anyway, on to the next, moving forward. A lot of people have asked, are you going to do a podcast? When are you doing a podcast? Why are you now deciding to do a podcast when it's been 6 months? So have you just been like sitting on your ass for 6 months? I mean, the answer is basically, yeah, to be completely honest. But I haven't been able to do anything. I've been laying low because a lot of bad things were happening to me. So I'm like, I need to get out of the world. I'm just going to chill in my house and cry a lot and lay low. But also mostly because I had a non-compete, which I'm not going to get into the details of this because who really cares about the details of it? Basically, I signed a contract. Part of that contract was something called a non-compete that says, you can't work for another radio station locally in this area or do things similar to this job. I hired a lawyer. They looked through the contract and everything. And a lawyer told me, you can't do a podcast. It's too similar to your previous job and you signed this non-compete. So 6 months later, to the day, let's start a podcast. So here we are. That's basically why I couldn't do a podcast. I like being in front of a microphone. I like talking. I like doing this kind of stuff. And like I said, when I lost my job, I felt like I lost part of my identity. And it was because I really enjoyed doing what I do. How many people go to work every single day and fucking hate their job? I've been there. I've done that. I have had jobs that I despise. I've had jobs where I'm falling asleep at the desk. Yeah, boss didn't like that, but it happened. I've had jobs where I get home from work and I just cry because I don't want to be there anymore. I don't want to do this. I don't want that to be my life. And yeah, losing the job, it was tough. It was hard because that's what I like to do. That's what I want to do. And I did feel like I lost a part of myself. But like I said before, I did realize that no, I didn't lose that part of myself because I do identify in my career. Should not identify myself through my job, whatever radio station that will be. And yeah, I probably will go back to another radio station sometime in the future. I hope so anyway. I really do. And whether that radio station be with a large company, a small company, I have to sign another non-compete. I don't have to sign another non-compete. I'm probably going to do it, you know, whatever it ends up being, if it's the right opportunity for me. But I will definitely go through everything that I just went through and do it again. And you might think that I'm crazy for that. Like, Nina, you couldn't even do a freaking podcast for 6 months because of a non-compete. And you're talking about you're going to sign it again. You'll do that again. Yeah. And it is crazy. It does sound crazy, but I really like what I do. And it sucks that that's just kind of part of it. It's not fair that that's part of it, but that's a big conversation in the radio industry that no one cares about except for other people in radio. So I'm going to stop talking about it. Moving forward, Christmas just passed. New Year's just passed. I haven't had an outlet to talk about these things. So let's talk about Christmas. Christmas is ruined, guys. Christmas was ruined this year. I will not say that it sucked because it was actually really wonderful and you have to take life by stride, especially with where we're at today. But Christmas was wonderful, but it was ruined, the holiday time, thanks to good old COVID. Christmas was ruined by COVID. And I know what this happened to a lot of people, a lot of people. I know a lot of people who caught COVID a day or two before Christmas. You know, they started feeling sick, so they took a test because they were going to go see family to make sure. And then that test comes out positive. This happened to my bride's man, my cousin. His name is Ruben, and he's also one of my best friends. And he is going to be standing up in my wedding, and he's going to be my bridesman instead of a bridesmaid. But he tested positive on Christmas Eve, I think it was. It was like the day before Christmas that he was going to go and see his parents and see his sister. And it was just going to be an immediate family thing, not a giant whatever, but like still such a bummer. Think about having those plans and then you test positive the day before. Like that sucks, right? So that happened to my cousin, and he was someone that I was planning to see because we took a trip for Christmas. I took another road trip to try to be as safe as possible. We drove, the boy and I drove from Colorado to St. Louis, where the boy's mom lives. And then we were going to drive from St. Louis to the Chicagoland area and see my family. And then from there, we were going to drive back to Colorado. That was the plan. We've done that before. And for us, we thought it was the safest way to go about it, you know, to exchange gifts, to still be able to see our family, which again, it was just going to be a really tiny group, immediate family. Like I wasn't even going to see my sisters really while I was back home, mostly because those bitches aren't vaccinated, but also because, you know, we want to keep the group small and be safe. We drove to St. Louis. We're at the boy's mom's house, and she was so excited for Christmas. And I was excited for her because she, first of all, has lived in a house full of boys like her whole life. And I'm just excited to just be another female person in her life and surround her in her home where she doesn't have to hear about like farts and dick jokes. So I was excited for her that we were all going to have Christmas together. And she said this was like the first Christmas in almost 10 years that she was going to have all the boys and everyone back home for Christmas. It hasn't happened in a really long time. It was going to happen for her this year. But then when we got there, we found out one of the boys' stepbrothers was not going to make it because he had tested positive for COVID, and he lives in LA, and so he canceled his flight, everything, and was responsible and stayed home, and yeah, he wasn't able to make it, so that was a little bit of a bummer, but everyone else was able to show up, so, you know, it was still a really great time. It was really lovely. I mean, we went for a couple different hikes. They're very active people, which I love and appreciate. So we went for hikes. There was no snow in St. Louis. The weather was beautiful, and so it was, like, also eerily weird because it's, like, it's not supposed to be like this in December, but here we are. But it was awesome, and we had such a wonderful time. And so we spent a couple days with them. We spent Christmas with them, and I think it was like 2 or 3 days after Christmas that we were supposed to go and drive to Crystal Lake, Illinois, in Northern Illinois, Chicagoland area, to go see my family. But my mom called me, and oh, it broke my heart because she started to break down in tears and said that my stepbrother that they had spent Christmas with 2 days beforehand just came down with COVID. So she said it was best for us not to come, which I appreciate her for that. I love her for that because I'm getting really emotional in this episode. I think I'm just like emotional in general right now because of the Chester stuff, and that emotion is coming out into more things right now because I don't think I would normally get emotional about this. But here I am crying again. My mom called me and she was crying because she was like really, really looking forward to us coming up there. And I was too. Why am I crying so much? I don't like it. Because I just wanted to talk to my mom about the Chester stuff and be with my mom. And she's been going through some shit. I've been going through some shit. And she was just so excited for us to come out there. And we couldn't. It sucked. So that's okay. It's okay. I'm going to go fly out to see her. I don't know when, but sometime soon. So it's all right. But anyway, we couldn't make it to Christmas because she had to wait to get tested. You know, you had to wait to the incubation period or whatever. And then she went to go get tested. She ended up testing negative. So we could have gone up there, but at that point we didn't know. So that's the irresponsible thing to do. So we were trying to be responsible. We just stayed in St. Louis for a couple more days and then went back home to Colorado. So I was not able to go up to see my family for Christmas. So that part sucked. But also, it kind of saved the day a little bit because the boy and I made a major, major mistake in the gifts that we were bringing people. We forgot half of our gifts at home before leaving on our giant road trip. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we did is we decided to go the cheap route because a bitch don't have no job and we were doing homemade gifts. And we decided to make pasta and Italian red sauce to go with it. And we froze all the red sauce. We made like a ton and we froze it so it was in the freezer and that way it can stay good and we could transport it and give it to people. And then for the pasta, we got a little creative. We have this like, it's called the Pasta Bible, and we have this book and we were looking through it and we were like, it seems kind of easy-ish to make flavored pasta because we make pasta all the time. So we decided to get fancy with it. We made like this red tomato pasta, and then we made a green spinach pasta, and then we made white regular pasta. And so it's all Christmas themed. And then I twisted it up and formed it and shaped it into pasta candy canes. And they turned out so freaking cute. But the thing is, we forgot all the dried pasta candy canes at home. We only took the sauce. We were so focused. Because we made the sauce like 2 days before we were going to leave. So we had made the pasta candy canes like a couple weeks beforehand. That took forever. It took us like 3 days to be fully done with it, get them packaged, wrapped, looking cute, put little glittery bows on them. And then we put it in a giant, big like plastic container so that way we can put it in the car and they'll be safe. We don't have to worry about them squishing because it's in this container. And then we would be able to take it. But we were so focused on the pasta sauce that we had made like 2 days before and we forgot all of the pasta candy canes. So now the boy and I have 15 pounds of dried pasta candy canes still in our house that we were going to give away for Christmas, but we left it here and weren't able to give away any of it. We're going to give a bunch to the boy's family, a bunch of friends that we have in St. Louis, and we forgot it. So Christmas was kind of a bust this year. We messed up. But I know that's not the point of Christmas. And I know it's okay. And it was still really thoughtful. And people appreciated it, even if it was just the pasta sauce. But it was still like, that was like a major part of the gift that we were doing. We spent 3 days on the pasta alone. So we were pretty pissed about it. So anyway, I hope your Christmas was good. I hope your Christmas wasn't ruined. I hope you didn't forget half of your gifts at home. And I know there are a lot of people who had Christmas affected by COVID, and I'm sorry for that. But I hope that you are doing better now and you're on the mend, or you're already fully recovered from COVID and you're doing well. And I think at the end of the day, we need to remember that that's what's important. Right? Look at me being all sappy. Optimistic.
Ugh.
That has not been my life the last 6 months. Just saying. Anyway. I was thinking about it, like New Year's resolutions and stuff. Like, I don't know. I didn't really get into New Year's resolutions this year. For New Year's, I mean, we came home early. We were supposed to be in Chicago for it. But we, like, made dinner, stayed till midnight, did a champagne toast at midnight. My neighborhood, they were popping off fireworks at midnight on New Year's. So opened the door, kind of watched a couple fireworks. And then some neighbors down the street were, like, yelling out the door, like, Happy New Year. So we decided to, well, I did. The boy didn't. He's too cool for that. But I was like, Happy New Year. Just whatever. So that was our New Year's, right, at home. It was very similar to last year. I think that's exactly what we did. But not really getting into New Year's resolutions this year. I mean, my wedding is in 7 months. I haven't lost any weight since buying my dress, which I know. It's not important. And I don't necessarily need to lose any weight. But the problem is that I ordered my dress in the sample size that I had tried on, and that bitch was snug. So I have to lose a little bit. But, you know, also because I want to, you know, like I said, I've been in a slump the last couple of months, and that has not helped with the pounds, but it is what it is. And I got a gym membership. I literally went on December 31st. And signed up for a gym membership, mostly because they had a deal going on and it was supposedly ending that day. But I still have yet to go. But, you know, I'll get there. I'll get there eventually. Anyway, was thinking about this year's motto and what I want this year's motto to be. Because I've had a motto the last couple years, kind of. It started in 2020. I was like, I had a motto that really, really got me through 2020. 2020 with dealing with some bullshit, right? This freaking pandemic, politics. We're dealing with, you know, people that for whatever reason think they're smarter than scientists and research that is actually being done. You know, they know better. So for 2020, my motto was care less. And that's what I kept telling myself. Every time I got into it with who knows who about politics, I was like, Nina, care less. Care less. Who cares about these people? Who cares? Care less. So 2020, that was my motto, and it really got me through some stuff. Care less. So feel free to steal that this year if you need that. 2021, I feel like maybe I started the year out with a motto. I can't remember it because so much has happened since then. But 2021, I think my motto was just like deep breathing and hyperventilating and like trying to just be okay. That was my motto in 2021. How terrible. 2021 was such a bad year. Such a bad year. We always say that, like, oh, this year sucked, that year sucked. Like, before 2021, I thought my worst year was 2016 with all the killer clowns. I was dealing with, like, car stuff, apartment stuff. That was when I had gotten attacked by a dog and, like, went through all of that stuff. So, like, I thought 2016 was a bad year, but, like, these last 6 months of 2021, man, kicked my ass bad. But it is what it is. So my motto in 2021 was just hyperventilating and breathing and just trying to stay alive. But here we are. So for 2022, what is my motto for 2022? I've been saying this a lot lately, and I think I'm just going to make it my motto. We'll see if it works out. We'll see if it works out. I don't know. But my motto that I'm deciding it's going to be for 2022 is, who cares? You're fucking fine. I swear. I have been saying this so much lately, and I don't know where it came from. And I think it's just like my mentality going through everything that I've been going through and like trying to just move forward and just trying to, I don't know, just trying to live and trying to stay in Denver and trying to plan a wedding and trying to, you know, just deal with life. And that has been coming out of me a lot is, who cares? You're fucking fine. You're fine. You're fine. Are you not fine? Because I think you're fine. You're gonna be okay. And that's my mentality going into 2022. And I'm sticking to it. So that's where I'm at right now. Man, I already broke down, like, really hysterically crying in this first episode of the podcast. I'm sorry. I really am sorry. I don't know how much I'm going to end up editing out of that or keep in it, but I didn't expect that. I'm serious. I cried about it this morning. I cried about it yesterday. I was really hoping that I would get it out of my system that way that I can get in front of this microphone and be okay. So even just, I didn't even get into it. I wasn't planning on getting into it. I was just going to say it. Chester died. Whew. And I can't, like, not get emotional about it. Look, we're doing it again. We're not doing it again. Who cares? You're fucking fine. You're fucking fine. All right. Episode one. Thank you so much for listening to the Nina Blanco podcast. We will keep this going. I kind of have this vision of streaming my podcast and recording episodes live, like while other people are watching on Twitch. So I might do that. I don't know if I'm doing that for the next episode. I don't know if I'm doing that in a couple weeks. I don't know if I'm doing that in a month, but that is the vision. Anyway, you can still watch the videos. They're up. You know, go on my Instagram, I think, is the best way to figure all this stuff out. Go to my Instagram at the Nina Blanco. And on my page there, there's a link tree that has all the links that you're going to need. Okay. Thank you so much. I love you. I appreciate you listening. Okay, bye.